Folks, remember when we learned, Congress learned to our horror, that the Biden administration had let in, deliberately, they turned themselves in at the border, they didn't sneak in, 18,000 terrorists. So these are people on either the FBI terror watch list or the international terror watch list, or both. Showed up at the border. We went, come on in. Now, part of that was because Customs and Border Patrol, which had been turned into a coyote service, wasn't given full access to those databases. So we just processed them and let them in. That was partly the problem. What was the result? Well, here's Joe Kent from back when testifying before Congress, under oath, by the way, back when he was head of Trump's Counterterrorism Center.
So far, NCTC has identified around 18,000 known and suspected terrorists that the Biden administration let come into our country. These are individuals who, under normal circumstances, would never be allowed to enter our country because of their ties to jihadi groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Yet the Biden administration not only let them into the country, and in many cases, facilitated their entry into the country.
Yeah. Now, remember, 6,000 of these fine terrorist future Democrat voters were even given Social Security numbers and ended up on welfare rolls and in the Social Security database. Do you remember Kristi Noem, when she was head of the Department of Homeland Security? They began searching for them and knocking them off.
And they shouldn't be on our benefit programs. You know, we have over 6,000 individuals that have been identified through their work already that have been on the terrorist watch list, that they are known criminals.
How does that happen, Madam Secretary? How does that happen?
It happens when you put a train wreck like Joe Biden in the White House, and it's going to be a lot of work to clean it up. But just in the last 4.5 years, we've had over 9 million people get Social Security numbers that are not U.S. citizens. So they may be people who have some sort of legal status, but a lot of them are illegals that were given a Social Security number in just the last 4.5 years that we're going to have to figure out if they should be here, if they are here legally under a program. And if they are here illegally, then they certainly shouldn't be using that Social Security number to be on our programs, and they should be removed or given the opportunity to go home on their own. That's the one thing President Trump would like, is everybody to be given the opportunity to go home if they would wish to.
Okay, when she says some of them have some kind of status, Joe Biden made up a special status that Congress never authorized and automatically gave it to most of the people coming through the border. So it's not a real status, but they are real terrorists, potential terrorists. So what do you do? What do you do when they come here in like 1996 and we have these whole waves of terrorists coming through? And unfortunately, they have citizenship now, yet they're launching terror attacks. Well, some more good news today. Donald Trump, they say, has revived, but he didn't revive it because it was never launched. There's a 1996 law that says, hey, if you go through the naturalization process, you come here as an immigrant, but you're really a terrorist, and you go through the naturalization process and unfortunately become an American, we can't get rid of you. Yeah, well, we can. It was actually a part of a 1996 statute that said, wait, if you participate in a terror plot, we can strip your citizenship from you. It's called the Long Dormant 1996 Alien Terrorist Removal Court. And while it was authorized by the law, it was never convened. Why? Well, because Bill Clinton was actually fighting illegal immigration and George W. Bush did not. So he made sure that none of that was ever implemented, which is where Democrats get most of their bad ideas from the Bush family. Okay, so Trump, they found this. They've launched it for the first time. In their first case, this is a top 10 in the nation story today, is Nazira Hajizadeh, the 47-year-old Afghan matriarch who came to America to conduct the terror attacks Americans just weren't willing to do. Her 17-year-old, completely brainwashed son decided to do a terror plot on Election Day 2024. They had it all ready to go when it was busted up. And nasty plot, too. He pleaded guilty, sentenced to 15 years in prison as part of his plea deal. He will waive his right to appeal or seek asylum and accept a judicial order removal. But what about Mama? There's an older brother, by the way, who also, 28 years old, pleaded guilty to conspiring to provide material support. Mama knew about it. didn't do anything, didn't blow the whistle. What do you do with her? Well, before the answer was nothing, because we'd never convened this court. Well, Trump just did. She's the first case, and this is a top 10 in the country news story. They are going to use her part. They accuse her of aiding her family's plot to execute an ISIS-inspired mass shooting on Election Day 2024. They say what she did, she didn't actually buy the guns, the ARs they were planning to use, the bombs and all that good stuff. But she liquidated the family's assets and arranged travel to Afghanistan. She was going to try to get her sons out after the terror attack. So this court can use classified evidence to remove her. So we don't have to spend the rest of our life hanging out with this woman as she helps others plot more attacks to kill us. We can send her home where she should have never left. Should have never, ever left. So folks, so much good stuff going on with the Trump administration that nobody hears about. I mean, today, look, folks, I'm looking at the top 10 articles today in the country. In the country, one of them is something we've been talking about for months, but Americans are just now finding out about it because Republicans never tell anybody anything good we're doing. Number 15, biggest article in the country, biggest news story in the country, India is freaking the heck out. Headline, Trump considers $100,000 fee on foreign graduates. So right now, you come, you take a space at our university, you get, a diploma, and then they funnel you into the H-1B system where you're essentially an indentured servant. You're working for less. You're working a lot longer hours because at the end of it, you get a pathway to citizenship, and it's tied to the corporation, unfortunately. So it's true indentured servitude, including with the same number of years indentured servants used to have to work for their freedom, 7 years. And they'll work for a lot less than Americans, even though the Americans are more qualified than they are, smarter than they are. Yes, they are smarter than they are. And have better resumes, doesn't matter. They're cheaper, and these Indian folks, because the visa is tied to the job, yeah, it gives the corporation a dictatorship-like power. Well, you can't leave, you'll have to go home to India. And so they'll hire lesser qualified people, knowing they can work them darn near to death. And, I mean, you know, job of two people, can't complain, can't do it. It's indentured servitude in the modern era. Well, Trump's saying, fine, you can do that, but you got to pay $100,000 for the privilege. Well, that defeats the purpose. You wanted cheap labor. And that's not going to make it cheap. So I got to read to you from the article later from the Times of India. They are freaking out. They think it's so unfair because you know why? It hurts the future prospects of young people. Well, what about the Americans whose jobs they took and whose places they took at our universities? Oh, they don't care about that. They're talking about their young people, not ours.